Okay. Good afternoon, or shit, I'm sorry. Good evening, you guys, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Martyr Marvel. That's right. But also, we're going to get into a face for radio, and we are on Late for the Party Live on Facebook this time. So, I am going to tell you about the about word around the camp. Basically, it's going to be a face for radio, so I'm just going to cut to the chase. So, basically, I'm hearing a lot of stuff in my well of information I call the internet, and it's about Meghan McCain's comment she said on The View about people being qualified. About people being qualified to even remotely be on, like, you know, being qualified to be on TV or anything. And she's basically calling it identity politics. So, my thing is, coming from a person who's known nothing but privilege her entire life, I mean, let's be real. I mean, and Roland Martin, and shout out and represent to Roland Martin on his show. Man, and it's sad because it's like, he's right. I mean, you're talking about a woman who's pretty much been privileged her entire life because her father was the senator. So, I mean, considering the fact that, like, if you look at her resume, or even if you look at Wikipedia, on her Wikipedia, it's like, how is she even qualified to say anything or do anything on the show that she's on? And she's basically acting like she's, like, the spokesperson of, like, who's qualified and who's not qualified to get any kind of position for what she's even doing on the show. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Like, nobody knew who the fuck she was when she got on. Like, when she got on The View, I thought she was just another white girl. I mean, honestly, I mean, I didn't know who the fuck she was. The only time anybody knew anything about Meghan McCain, when only thing anybody knew about her is because her dad was running for president. That was it, when he was going up against Obama. So, I mean, like, most of us didn't even know he was a senator, let alone, like, running for president. So, I mean, who the fuck is Meghan McCain even think she is even to make some kind of statement to where, you know, she has benefited. Like, her privilege alone is benefited just because her last name is McCain and her daddy was a senator. So, I mean, let's just keep it at level one, you know what I'm saying? Because, honestly, it's like, she has got some nerve to sit there and shape her fucking mouth to sit there and say that she is talking about, like, like, just making that kind of stance on if, like, people of color benefiting from identity, like, pretty much, like, identity politics. And it's like, you know how difficult it is for somebody who is qualified for those kind of positions, but, you know, for us, like, even for me, it's like, you know, I gotta work twice as hard as my white counterparts. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to put in 10 times the effort, double the work, and, you know, multiple, I mean, even still, we still probably get looked under before most, like, our white counterparts, who probably has less skills, you know? They might just get it because the fact they are white, you know what I'm saying, before they pass it on to anybody else. So how's anybody, especially just with the fact that white privilege exists, and like we see it in everything. And it's funny to me because not only that, when I get older, and I'm getting old, like, you know, I've gotten older over the years, and I'm starting to see it more and more than I did as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you start seeing, like, the wheels turn in your day-to-day life, and all of this shit is important when it comes down to voting and whatnot, because it plays a part in your daily life, period. I mean, it plays a part in your job. I mean, you see certain privileges go, I mean, you know, when, like, certain things, like, dude, that person's not qualified. They just gave it to him because, oh, that's their friend. Or, oh, they, you know, their dad just so happens to be so-and-so. Or, oh, you know, like, this person's not even qualified, but we're going to give it to him because he looks like he could play the role. Or plays the part. Or anything for that matter. Like I said, where there's, like, anybody of color who, like, has that same ability or knows exactly what to do for that particular position, but they probably won't give it to them because, oh, you don't fit the standard, or they'll say things like, you don't fit the standard, or you're not experienced, or here's a fun one, you're overqualified. You're overqualified. I've heard that in positions for, like for minimal positions, and like, oh, I'm sorry, you're overqualified. And they won't give you the job because of that. Or they will give you the job, but they'll put you at the bottom of the barrel, knowing that you have the skills and the abilities to do the job that, you know, the task that you're able to do or not. I mean, that you're able to do. So for anything that Meghan McCain was saying was low-key fucked up and ignorant at best, because, oh, and then she says, what? Oh, so what does that mean? That one of, since we don't have any Asian representation on The View, does that mean one of us has to leave or anything? And it's just like, see, this is what I'm talking about. That's the type of shit that only people, like, privileged people will sit there and talk that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll talk that shit. They'll say whatever on their mouth. And honestly, it's sad. It saddens me. Because this is the type of shit that once you start understanding, like, this is fucked up. It's some messed up shit. And it's like, you see it every day. You see it in everything that's going on. And the first thing people want to do and say is, oh, you're not qualified for this position, but who are you to say that I am or not? You know what I'm saying? Who are you? Who gave you the sensibilities that, if I'm even saying that right, but who's giving you the authority, there we go. We're giving you the authority to even say if I'm qualified or not. I mean, have you looked at my resume? Check my references. Do whatever you gotta do. But, and then let's parallel, and I'll even contest it. I'll argue in court on that shit. Let's compare notes. Let me see your resume and see what you got on your list. And see if I'm qualified for the position or not. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel when it comes down to people like Meghan McCain or somebody who's had nothing but a silver spoon in their mouth and privileged the fact that their parent might be who that parent is because of their last name and who their parent was. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knew who the fuck Meghan McCain was. I mean, even then, like, it's like I said, her pops was running for president. That's how anybody knows who she is. Because when she got on The View, nobody knew who the fuck she was. I sure as hell didn't. So it's like, you know, I mean, hell. And from what I know, most of them heifers on that show, half of them are like a revolving door most of the time. So it's kind of like, you know, whatever. At this point, But for anybody who thinks, like, oh, it's just, identity politics, I'm sorry, it's kind of like affirmative action back in the day. You know, like, we didn't have a lot of people of color in our position, like, in those kind of positions. Like, look how many people run, like, people are running their own, like, multi-trillion-dollar companies. Like, how many white people how many white men own the NFL, like, own teams on the NFL? Prime example. Like, how many freaking, there's just a whole plethora of shit, you know what I'm saying? How many freaking, people of color who was running, like, a radio show, like, president of a radio station or a TV station? You know, how many people are running, like, how many people of color who are running, like, trillion-dollar businesses and whatnot, and, like, you know, like, how many of them? Better yet, here's another fun fact that Meghan McCain even, like, doesn't understand. How many white presidents have we had? Like, white people has not benefited anything in this freaking country. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, and she got the gall to sit here and say, freaking identity politics. She's got some fucking nerve to say that shit. Like, who the hell does she think she is? How many fucking white presidents we had in the United States? How many white vice presidents have we had in the United States? You know what I'm saying? Shit, head judges have we had in the United States who are, how many, you know, I keep saying fucking up the words, and, like, I don't know the whole political stance on, like, a lot of departments and everything, but I know there's quite a lot more white people who've held those seats than most black folks. Or most Asian folks, or Latinos, or anybody for that matter. You know? So I'm not even gonna sit here and, like, try to sit here, play a dick measuring contest with somebody who obviously doesn't understand that her privilege is her ignorance. And she doesn't know a goddamn thing that she's talking about. Okay? Because nobody gives a fuck what Meghan McCain thinks or says. All she is another white girl with a famous daddy. That's all, with a famous pops, that's it. Because nobody would have known who the fuck she was and whatnot. Because when you go on her Wikipedia page, she is not even in any kind of position to even say that she's even qualified to be any kind of correspondent on The View. They only gave her the fucking job because of her fucking father's last name. So, either way, you guys, I'm gonna get off the hook on this bullshit, but, either way, this is the Face for Radio episode. Man, I'm gonna try to get into these Face for Radios. I'm gonna try to split them up as much as possible. So, the Face for Radios will actually go on my, I'll put this on my social media, and you can listen to them. I'll put the episodes and whatnot on my Instagram as well. I'm gonna make a separate thing on my YouTube channel. So one will be late for the party, the other one will be Face for Radio. But either way, you guys, this is Melodious, aka Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, and also I'm known as the Madman Harry La Brea, signing off. And as always, you guys, the facts can tell the truth. Fuck it, I'm not even gonna worry about it. But either way, I'll hit you guys up in a bit. All right? Stay safe.